Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the mountain, the great mountain of Burnaby. And we just finished off the first hour global trot with Maria Arnqvist of Sweden and her band Mary Rose and the Purple Quintet. We heard the song Purple Sails. Yes, very nice classical vibe and music. And before that, we heard from Mrs. Zick featuring Vanessa Briscoe Hay on vocals. The song was The Garden from the record Thyrsus of Etna out of Toronto, Canada. All right, well, it's now the second hour of the program. We're jumping right away into music from Sarawak, Malaysia. That's right. And get ready for a trip to Borneo, one of the wildest places on the planet.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at riverstosuccess.ca. Again, that's riverstosuccess.ca.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Oh yeah, Wandering Rhythms now, firmly entrenched in Sarawak, Malaysia. Started off with a band there called At Adao, and a swinging tune called Sai. And that is from an album that came out in 2019 called Oba. They were founded in June 2014, playing ancient melodies and rhythms from different tribes of Borneo, fused with contemporary elements. You heard those there, right? Like the kind of reggaeton drum beat, definitely quite modern. The lute, so it sounds, you might have confused it with a guitar, but there's a lead instrument there called the sape lute, and it's, I believe, quite an ancient instrument from the region. It looks, I guess, a bit more like a harp than a guitar. It's got frets, it's electrified now, so that's prominent in this music here from the island, or the province of Sarawak on Borneo Island, which we're visiting now. Also, music from the Orang Ulu there, featured in that band. Traditional percussion from the Bidayu and Iban people. And yeah, there you go. So At Adao, ATADAU. And yeah, the island of Borneo is shared between three nations. And the largest portion of the island is part of Indonesia. And then you got Sarawak, which is a province of Malaysia. And it takes up, I think, like roughly a quarter of the island. And then within that, and by the way, the Sarawak has a ocean coastline on the whole north half of the country. And then it borders Indonesia. And then it has a little nation within. So it's like a Russian dolls of nations going on this island of Borneo. Wait a second. I forgot what it's called. It's the littlest, do you know what it's called? One of the littlest countries in Asia. Brunei, that's right. We did a show Brunei many years ago. It is entirely sovereign state and is entirely ruled by somewhat of an emperor. It's an interesting place. I forgot everything about it. It's a monarchy, Sunni Islam, and yeah, ruled by Sultan, I believe, to this day. Anyhow, we're not talking about Brunei. We're talking about Sarawak. So we've also done a show in Malaysia, but mostly we listen to music bands from Kuala Lumpur, a lot of more, I guess, modern sounds. But yeah, we're going to the place which is really rich in culture, but also rich in biodiversity. It's much of it is jungle, and yeah, Borneo Island is one of the densest, most wild forests on the planet. Of course, threatened now by deforestation and such. And there's orangutans there, and big story about them. You know, the protection of these animals that are very much endangered. So many places online if you'd like to, you know, donate money to help the cause. And yeah, but musically speaking, Sarawak is very, very, indigenous and very strong. Different cultures there throughout the region. So we're going to hear next a band called Tuku Kame. And this one features sounds of the rainforest. Some of them may be synthetic, but in any case, very, very cool sounding band here. And I'll tell you more about them and let the music continue afterwards. So a song called Gadong here on Wandering Rhythms in Sarawak, Malaysia. Thank you.
To look in, look in. what you need, yeah. Do you think that it will be okay in the end now? Do you think that it will be okay in the end now? Whoa. Do you think that it will be okay in the end now? Do you think that it will be okay in the end now? My baby always said, Mama, just be aware and keep your eyes clear. 'Cause you never know who might want you to stumble and fall around here. 'Cause you never know who might want you to stumble and fall around here. So, oh, and do you think that it will be okay in the end now?
Right, it'll be okay. And that was a piece of music by Z-Avi from the little town of Miri in Sarawak, Malaysia, and now based, I believe, in Los Angeles. So yes, Z-E-E-A-V-I, Z-Avi. Okay, that just came out last, 2022. And yeah, definitely a penchant for pop music in Malaysia. Before that, you heard that as well, but you heard this really cool, like, folk-sounding ending of that song. It was the song called Birami by Pinanak Senta. So good. I want to hear it again. Just the ending part. It had this, like, prog rock section as well. Some pop sections for sure. And then this part, ooh. With the gongs. Gotta love it. Yeah, so there you hear a bit more of the folk influence, which is still very strong, it seems, in Sarawak. This province, by the way, makes up 37% of all of Malaysia, and yeah, much of it is still still quite undeveloped in the best way possible, meaning that there's still a lot of jungle there and efforts to protect the rainforest. So yeah, there are also many local groups. Only about 2.5 million people total in Sarawak, and something like, as I say, the Malay, Melanaus, Chinese, small population of people migrating from their villages to the city of Kuching, the only big city there, and then 40 sub-ethnic groups, of Sarawak. Many still inhabit remote areas referred to as Orang Asal. So, many of those bands come from smaller villages, but yes, Kuching is where there's the big city there of Sarawak on the coast. And before that, we started the set with a band called Tuku Kame, the song Gadong that came out in 2021. I really like that one. And a lot of these bands, by the way, which we are hearing, I discovered from a music festival that takes place there. It just got revived in 2023 after the old pandemic. It's called the Rainforest World Music Festival, and it takes place, I think, near Kuching. In Sarawak, Malaysia. So it happened 2023. It happened in June. I believe it is coming back. They got a few big names. ZAV, actually, who we just heard, was the headliner of day one. And then day two, you had the Gypsy Kings. Day three, Big Mountain, and a reggae pop band. And then many of these local acts as well, including Tuku Kame, which you heard. Aya Dao, we heard at the beginning of the show. And coming up next, the Orang Orang Drum Theater. So a indigenous drumming ensemble that was established in 2013, featuring the core members Boys Chu, Z Liao, and Damien Liao. So this is some swinging, awesome music here for you. The song Ado Sorang Sibuk Sangat by the Orang Orang Drum Theater. Enjoy this Sarawak goodness on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Ado Sorang Sibuk Ado Sorang